In the holy letters of the Rebbe now in volume 10, this is letter number 3047, and this is Baruch Hashem. This is dated on the 22nd day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, and the Rebbe is addressing this to Moreno Rosh Chaim Chaim Sheyichye Kesselman. We had several letters to him. He was one of the spiritual guides in Mashpia and the Kfar Chabad in Israel. And the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says that I'm responding to your letter dated the 12th day of Mar Cheshvan. The Rebbe says, I want to thank you that that at least you write from the various the Siddurim, the orders, what happened during the month of Tishrei. Although you write it very shortly, he tells the Rebbe the schedule, what they had over there, and the Rebbe says it's been very briefly, the Rebbe says, but at least you write about it. And the Rebbe says, I'm going to, you mention in your letter that the schedule starts 6:30 a.m. and goes up to 9:30 p.m. Started 6:30 in the morning, and the schedule lasts till 9:30 p.m. And then you have supper, which goes till 10:30. And the Rebbe says that doesn't look proper. This needs to be looked into because this does not seem to fit to watching the health of the students. It seems to be way too much. Because then we have exactly for reading the Shema of the nighttime, Kriya Shema Shalamito, and the time of sleeping, and then the morning blessings, the morning. You only have exactly 8 hours. And the Rebbe says, we already know how much my father-in-law was particular to watch the health of the students of Temchet Mimim, and how much more in our days that the generation has become even weaker physically, especially in the Holy Land, Tibon of Zikoinim. So the Rebbe says it would be proper to consult amongst yourself and perhaps also with a doctor who is a God-fearing, a Rishamayim, who knows the conditions in your place, and fitting to that, you should organize this. The Rebbe felt that this is too much of a schedule, it doesn't leave enough time for everything else, and that's not a not consistent with the health of the students. The previous Rebbe put a lot of emphasis that the students must be healthy. In addition to the above, the Rebbe says, there is an idea we should, there is place for there that it is proper to leave at least some short period of time so that the students should be on their own. In other words, not every minute should be filled with the schedule of the yeshiva. They should have some time for themselves so that they should be able to add on their own will, from their own volition, from the weekly to holy. In other words, they should be able to say, oh, this is my time, and I'm going to study then too, but not part of what he has to be into. So there should be room for that as well, the Rebbe said. At least something short time. So they can add from the weekday and make it holy on their own wills. And it does not have to be part of forced because it's part of the schedule of the yeshiva. And the Rebbe says, then you have the, as we say, the jealousy of the scribes increases wisdom, which means there's competition over there. And people will try to learn more and do take more. So that would be a good thing. Then the Rebbe says, so here basically, the Rebbe makes a note that the schedule seems to be too rigorous and doesn't leave enough time to sleep. And on top of that, the Rebbe says, you should build in some free time for the students, so that if they will wish, they can transfer that. And that would create a sense of competition. Everybody will want to do that, it'll increase it. That's the Rebbe's suggestion to him. In addition, so the Rebbe also says that I'm surprised that in the letter of the administration of the yeshiva, and also not in your letter, there is no mention about getting new students for the new year, for the new academic year. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you reflect on the situation of the Holy Land, that in a timely way, you have to secure yourself. You have to make sure that you have students, because there's more yeshivas coming about. There's a lot of yeshiva being founded, and people are trying to grab everyone they can. So there's people grabbing all kinds of students. So the Rebbe says, don't sit back and wait till you lose your student. You have to add more students for the new learning season, for the new academic year. And then now the Rebbe addresses what you write in the end of your letter, that there is some lack, that there's a lack of discipline. So the Rebbe says, even if we should say that the cause is true, in other words, apparently he suggested to the Rebbe why there is a lack of discipline, but the Rebbe says, let's say that your reasoning is true, but it still doesn't change the situation. And the Rebbe says, it is known that discipline is the basis for success in study and conduct. You have to have a disciplined, organized way in order to be successful in learning and conduct. And the Rebbe says, in a separate package, I sent to you the index for the Torah Or that has just been published. And for sure, the Rebbe said, this will bring a benefit in your work. Rebbe blesses him with success and is looking for good news from him to bring the Rebbe the good news. So here, besides making a note about the yeshiva schedule, the Rebbe wants to remind him that you can't sit back, you have to try it and make sure that your students, add students. And the Rebbe says there's a lot of people just grabbing anybody. So make sure that you have your students. And the Rebbe says very important that there should be a discipline in the yeshiva in order for being successful. And the Rebbe blesses him with success and looking forward for good news.